views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm the host today for the Dr. Pat Show. And today, I'm excited, we're going to be talking with LARCMA and the possibilities of becoming new humans. Through their contacts, Dr. Pia Orleon and Cullen Baird-Smith, they are extraordinary interstellar communicators bringing wisdom from the stars. So they work with a group of interstellar beings called LARCMA, that's L-A-A-R-K-M-A-A, who say they are one of six and six of one. Now, LARCMA is older than the Pleiades, but they use the star system of the Pleiades as a base to be close to Earth to help with the evolution of humanity, and they carry Pleiadian love energy themselves. LARCMA wishes to help humans in fulfilling being who we are intended to be, divine beings of love and light. And Pia and Cullen, they must be touching to bring forth LARCMA's voice together. So LARCMA joins their energy to Pia and Cullen's, and then they communicate by using the libraries of Pia and Cullen's brains to express the Pleiadian language of musical tones. And it takes both Cullen and Pia to bring forth the wisdom of LARCMA, and they do not communicate unless both Cullen and Pia are present and touching. This way of bringing forth their wisdom prevents any individual filterization from corrupting or polluting their messages. Either Cullen or Pia can speak LARCMA's words, but they usually use Pia's voice because they prefer her musical tones. And I'm excited that I interviewed them a couple months ago, and we wanted to continue this dialogue to actually hear from LARCMA what they have to say to us. Pia and Cullen are authors of Remembering Who We Are, LARCMA's Guidance for Healing the Human Condition, and Conversations with LARCMA, A Pleiadian View of the New Reality. In these books, Pia and Cullen share profound insights about the shifts in consciousness humanity is undergoing, and they've created easy-to-understand steps toward our evolution into a new reality. Their website is www.larcma.com. So welcome, Pia and Cullen.
Thank you, Chris. We're happy to be here today.
Thank you, Chris, for inviting us back. We're really happy to be here.
Yeah. So, and I invite people that can go back and listen to the previous show, which was April 21st, that's in the archives, because you shared a lot of the work that this group called LARCMA, what they do with you. And so we're continuing that conversation. But let's do a little background, particularly how you see this communication from LARCMA as different from other communicators to interstellar beings. Is their message unique? Because, you know, you hear of other people who are channeling entities from the universe. And just, I'm kind of curious why LARCMA is any different or unique about them.
Well, for one thing, as you mentioned in your introduction, Cullen and I must be actually physically together touching in order for us to access the wisdom of LARCMA, which has an interesting aspect because Cullen and I, although we are completely aligned with our view of the world and our heart energy, the way we do everything is completely opposite. So the way we think is also opposite. We complement each other very nicely. But in that oppositeness, LARCMA uses that to prevent any kind of filterization on what they say, because they don't speak in human language. They speak in musical tones and heart tones and vibratory mathematical language, which gets translated into human language. And interstellar information like that that comes through only one individual has that one individual's filterization on what happens. There's always the human aspect as it gets translated into human languaging. With Cullen and me, that sort of gets wiped out because we would, each of us individually, do it differently. So by doing it together, we eliminate any kind of individual filter we might put upon the message as it comes through.
So I have a question. Do you both understand, since it's musical tones, how you interpret that, and do you both are you both able to interpret what that means in our language?
Yes, we simultaneously receive the information from LARCMA. When we began doing this about a decade ago, both of us would speak simultaneously, and we found quite quickly that audiences had a quite challenging time. They couldn't figure out whether to look at one of us or the other of us, and so we decided to only speak singly quite some time ago. The reason I'm explaining it this way is each of us received the information exactly at the same time, simultaneously. So when Pia is speaking now in public or on an interview like this, when LARCMA is joined with us, if I were to move my lips, if someone could actually see us, it would look like I was actually speaking the same words. But it's much greater and much easier for people just to listen to one of us singularly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that explains that. So
you also asked if they had a different message or if they were unique. And one of the things I'd like to address in that is that LARCMA only chooses to give messages of love. They may tell us things that we can do from their perspective to improve upon how we do things in the world, but they are totally non-judgmental, and everything they say comes from a place of love. They never scare us like some channels put information out of the world about, oh, this is going to happen and that's going to happen and you better be scared and the dark ones are going to get you. LARCMA never, ever does that. They have a very positive, helpful view on everything that they offer, even when we need perspective that helps us make corrections in our behaviors or our actions.
So we would say that we're not unique in what we bring forward as wisdom from the stars, but I would say we're unique in how we do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been doing this for quite a few years. You mentioned a dozen years or so. How has that changed your life?
Completely.
We were both professionals in our particular fields when LARCMA introduced themselves to us.
I was a clinical psychologist practicing with somatic psychology with people.
And I was a forensic medical anthropologist and archaeologist. And so when LARCMA, after speaking with us for about 6 months privately, one day they said, would you feel comfortable bringing this information to the public? And P and I looked at each other and pretty immediately went, well, that would be a big change.
So we have made the change. My psychological colleagues looked at me and said, oh, so you're hearing voices, huh? But luckily I had a good enough reputation that they were only joking. They actually were quite interested in what we were doing in expanding human consciousness and expanding our abilities to communicate with other dimensional beings.
So to say the least, yes, to answer your question clearly, this connection, this profound friendship that we have with LARCMA has absolutely changed our lives, and this is all we do. This is a lifetime experience that we choose to do, and we do nothing else. This is our lifestyle.
They've even taught me, I'm a Mayan calendar scholar, and based on what I knew about that, they have taught me Pleiadian astrology of how to interpret the energies here on Earth and universal energies together in a way that it can assist people. So even my consultations that I do with people astrologically comes through the work that I do with LARCMA. It's divinely guided.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we do is related to them.
Yes, and one of the things in reading the books, they talk a lot about shadow work. And what's the one thing that helps you most? And so I imagine, especially with your backgrounds, that you do a lot of that, you know, almost forces you to do that work that they're bringing towards in this book. And the message is that you also have to do your own work, you know, working through the shadows.
I would venture to say that Cullen and I are absolutely fearless when it comes to doing shadow work. We have been doing it so long individually before we joined our lives together, and collectively before LARCMA joined us, that we really know the value of looking at your shadow and the power of making choices in a different path so that you can improve and become more of who you truly are. So we deeply know the value of shadow work, and we're absolutely relentless and fearless about being able to sit with one another or anybody else who wants to do this kind of work and say, this is what I see, and I'm not afraid to say it.
And probably one of the most important elements in this work is the understanding of transparency, actually being clear enough and transparent enough to talk about things that many people simply feel uncomfortable about or wish not to delve into. So transparency...
Oh, yeah, it brings up all the fears.
It does, absolutely.
And the biggest fear, of course, is that every human has is, uh-oh, if people see me, I'm not going to be loved. Cullen and I have reached the place that it makes no difference to us how ugly the shadow might be that we're dealing with at the moment. The love overpowers it. It is absolutely surrounded in love, and the light from that changes the shadow all by itself with the work that we do.
Yeah, that's great. And that is, you know, to approach those shadow parts of ourselves that's in the unconscious and that sometimes rules our lives. And like you say, the fear that brings up and the fear of not being loved, it's such important work, and it's scary to do. When you do it, it so impacts your life, and it's also what I feel is like it's a relief. You know, it's an emotional relief of like, oh, okay, I finally have brought that out into the open, and I can start working with this.
Absolutely,
I think that's completely true and correct.
Well, we're going to be talking in our next segment with LARCMA, so I want to prepare the audience for that. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk with LARCMA through Dr. Pia Orleon and Cullen Barrett-Smith.
I can't lie, no more of your dog.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels.
you will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All my pictures seem to fade to black and white.
This is the host of Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Dr. Pia Orlean and Cullen Baird-Smith, authors of Remembering Who We Are. And as you heard in our last segment, we're going to now hear from Larkma from the Pleiades. And so I want to welcome Larkma to the show.
Hello, dear one. We are Larkma, and we are here to help with human evolution. Do you have questions for us today?
Well, I was wondering, too, about, so many of us are interested in humanity's evolving, and yet, you know, we're going through such a difficult time right now, and why is that so?
Most humans are interested in evolution only at a mental level. They want to think about it, and they want to see what they feel about it through their thoughts. But they are not interested actually in doing anything about it because they are too afraid. Most humans prefer to stay in the status quo, even though it may be very uncomfortable, rather than looking at the shadows that need to be examined in order to change dysfunctional patterns of behavior and thoughts that are not true. You have to change your belief system. You have to summon up the courage to look at what is not working. And you have to choose to jump into things that are not in your regular understanding in order to explore and expand in human evolution. It has to be done from the heart, not from the head.
Yes, and I know many of us are working through that. It's kind of like this 12-inch, distance of moving from your mind down into your heart, and yet we find it. Why do we? It's so difficult for us to do that. Is that? Are we just so entrenched in that from centuries of like you say, being so mental? That what does it take to break through that? To move that 12 inches down to our heart?
Basically, it takes the courage to be wrong and not care. To be wrong and say, I would rather be right in happiness than right in my ideas. I would rather be connected, joyful, trusting, and loving than need to hold on to my ideas about what I think is right. In other words, I'm willing to surrender my belief system, and I'm willing to be proven wrong by life. We're not saying you should give up everything that you know to be true, but we are saying that you should adhere to what your heart tells you is true, not what your mind says is true. For the mind will keep you in continual loops that trip you up and keep you stuck, and so patterns of behaviors never change. You must have the courage to begin to act on what your heart tells you. That's a very big step. It's a simple one, but it is not easy. And so you must have the courage to do it, no matter how difficult it is.
Yes, and you talk about courage, so it's like there's the fear of that, because what comes to mind is then we feel vulnerable, that we're going to get hurt,
that
and people
is a great
are scared
fear.
Of their vulnerability.
Yes, that is a great fear. Likely, however, the truth is that you're being hurt more by living a non-authentic life and by pretending to feel or be something that you are not than you would be if you dropped the pretense, stepped fully into your heart, and stopped connecting with people that you feel you should be connected to, but you truly feel no resonance with. Most humans feel that they have to be loyal to their family, and yet their families are grounds for them to grow, and there comes a time when it is time to move away from the growth pattern because you have moved beyond it, and to develop your true family, which is your spiritual family. That's a strong belief system to be broken. You must begin to live from your heart with courage and not be afraid of what others are going to say or what others are going to think, because you trust that you are being guided by spirit and by your own heart. We tell you not to believe us, but to trust in the wisdom of your own heart. We only offer you our perspective because we have been with humanity for thousands and thousands of years, and we have seen you struggle through the same patterns over and over again, mentally saying, I don't want to do this anymore, but taking no action to change it. It's now the moment of change, and it's up to you to have the power of choice and the courage to make the changes through responsible choices, even choosing what you think.
Yes, it's so true. And what it brings up, too, I'm thinking of that we, in doing this, it brings up a lot of emotions. And we're experiencing a lot of extreme emotions now in our lifetime. And we go into overwhelm with these emotions. So can you help us understand how to work with our emotions?
First of all, you need to know, and you can find more about this in either of our books, but we do not see the feeling state as all emotion. We divide the human feeling state into two different aspects. One is your natural feeling state, what you come here with as a baby. Joy, trust, compassion, and love, and everything that is related to that. Grace, gratefulness, appreciation, all of those things that make you feel happy. Emotions are actually all the things that cause you to feel unhappy. And we see emotionals as signposts to let you know you are out of balance. There is work to be done here. So if you are having a strong emotion, your work is to look at your thoughts. What are you thinking? For more than likely, you are thinking something that is not true. Or you are blaming someone else or blaming yourself for a situation. Blame and judgment will never get you to the state of harmony that you wish to attain. So you must learn not to link your thoughts to these emotional states. The emotions signal you to examine your thinking and find out how you are out of balance. Change those thoughts, lose the judgment, return to love, and then the emotions go away. The work for humanity is not to do that all at once, but to do it over and over and over again until it becomes as natural as breathing. You breathe in, you breathe out. You have an emotion, you examine it, you look at your thought, you let it go. Recentering through your heart over and over again. That's what emotions are for, to signal to you how to get out of your head, how to change what you were thinking, how to re-examine the true reality, and return to the wisdom your heart always holds.
Yes, and what you're talking about is that we see a lot of people who indulge in those emotions, and then they stay wrapped up in it, and you see them loop, you know, it's like over and over again, repeat. And so usually then what I see is in people, they get hit with a 2x4 on the head, like, okay, pay attention, because like you say, the emotions are trying to tell you something. And what I hear you talking about is what Pia and Cullen were talking at the beginning of doing, working with our shadow work. So is this how we work with the shadow work of dealing with our emotions?
Yes, the way you work with it is by stopping and examining your thoughts when you have the emotion and realizing that you are being judgmental, either judgmental about yourself, about someone else, or about a situation. There is a great difference between discerning differences and judging them. Anytime you are judging in any form, you're going to be unhappy. Anytime you are discerning, you are accepting what another person is or a situation is, even if it is not your personal preference. There is a great difference between those two energies, and humanity is long overdue in learning to operate through discernment rather than judgment.
So true. So what's the most important thing we can do to heal ourselves, heal the planet, and enhance our own evolution at this time?
Taking responsibility for every choice that you make, every thought you think, every feeling you have, every action you do, every song you listen to or music you listen to, is it stimulating or does it disrupt the brain? Every food you eat, are you taking another life or are you eating a gift of nature from the plant? Everything that you see, are you looking at it through a veil of judgment and thought? Or are you looking through appreciation and beauty? taking responsible choice for every single thing in your life is what's going to change humanity. It's up to you to do that. We can give you guidelines from our perspective to help you, but we are not the ones who have the power to make these changes. Nobody else is going to save humanity. Only you can save yourself by having the courage to take responsibility for your own choices moment by moment and make those choices come from the heart in a way that is a benefit, the highest good of all.
Well, you mentioned about eating, so let's explore that a little bit. How does what we eat affect who we are?
If you eat sugar, one of the most harmful substances on the planet, you become confused because it tears holes in your light body and it affects the DNA in your cells and it causes degeneration of your organs. We have been telling humanity this for a long time. However, science is now also telling you that sugar is harmful to you on every level that you know in the third dimension, emotionally, mentally, and physically. It's time to accept that that's the truth and eliminate sugar, sugar cane, anything from the sugar cane plant, in all forms from your diet. If you choose to eat meat, you're choosing to continue war and aggression on the planet. You're also continuing to ignore the fact that this planet's use of water is far out of balance. For more water is used in the killing and processing of meat than anything else. And so you complain about using too many towels when you go into a hotel because it uses too much water, and yet you continue to order your hamburgers and your steaks. It is not a responsible choice. Additionally, when you ingest meat, you are also taking in the energy of fear from the animal who has had its life taken without its permission. It didn't ask to be killed. And you're also taking in the aggressive act of the killing. So therefore, it perpetuates the feelings of conflict, competition, war, and greed. All of these things come from what you ingest and what you eat. We can go on, but we think this gives you a basic picture of how what you ingest affects who you are. It affects you at a cellular level and in the level of your light body.
Well, thank you. So, thank you for that information. And we're going to need to take a break now. We're going to come back and talk with Dr. Pia Orlean and Cullen Baird-Smith.
Are you feeling stressed, in pain, disconnected, worried about aging? Corrective Alignment and Integration Therapy restores health. Move your body, which frees your mind and elevates your spirit. Bodywise Bodywork LLC provides the tools you need to create the change you've been waiting for. Start living a fully present and integrated life. Book your 15-minute consultation online at www.bodywisebodywork.com. Bodywise Bodywork LLC, because it's the only body you've got.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we're talking with Dr. Pia Orlean and Cullen Baird-Smith. And in our last segment, we just heard from LARCMA, who are the entities that that communicate through them. So we're also opening the phone lines. If you'd like to ask a question to them, you can call 800-930-2819. And then Benny will let us know that you're calling and you can ask a question. So when we were just talking at the break, one of the things that you talk about, that you said that LARCMA talks a lot when they are giving public performances or speaking, is about our connection to nature. So can you talk about the importance of being connected to nature?
Sure. That's a topic that we really, really enjoy speaking about. Humans are part of nature. We are not separate from nature. We are part of the earth. We are made up of 70 to 80% water, like the ocean. We are completely connected with nature. We breathe in air. We breathe out carbon dioxide. We're part of the pattern and part of the connection of all of nature. And we have as a species, have stepped away from nature over the years, and I'm talking millennia. We have traded our enthusiasm, our lifestyle, basically for any new technology that gives us more scientific, more technical understanding of how we think the world works. And what LARCMA talks about at length is the fact that by stepping away from nature, we lose most of who we are.
Nature is one of the components that makes us who we are. I mean, it's sort of a conundrum. We are nature, and nature contributes to who we are. It all goes together. And we cannot separate ourselves from the world out there and sit in front of our computers and think we're not contributing to a greater separation on the planet. We have to recognize that we have natural cycles, that sleep and wakefulness is part of being a natural being, that our breath going in and out is part of being a natural being, that there are many, many different ways that you can look at the truth that we're part of nature. And when we hide our heads and go, no, that's out there, that's the other world, and I'm in here doing my work inside, we're really not helping the split that humanity is experiencing between heart and mind.
So nature is, it's an element that refreshes us, regenerates us. It helps us be more alive. It helps us more be connected to everything. And when we spend so much time indoors, no matter what we're doing, working with computers, watching television, anything that we do that's disconnected from nature causes us to have less life energy. It causes us to be less filled with that natural energy that's part of our birthright.
LARCMA has listed in their book, Remembering Who We Are, 7 components for healing. And nature is listed, and these are not in order, except that they have a flow to paying attention to how if you notice one, then it builds on the next, and it builds on the next. Nature is listed as the next to the last thing that we really need to get, that we are nature. And they tell us we have set up our neurological patterning so much it's impossible to remain healthy because we're pushing our body's neurological system past their natural harmonious rhythm. That's part of being disconnected from nature. Sitting in front of the computer and internet all day, listening to cell phones, expecting everything to move really, really quickly, disrupts our natural functioning. So therefore, we separate ourselves from health by disconnecting ourselves from nature.
So I have a question, because we are interconnected around the world now through the internet. There's a lot of advantages. What I see is, how do we balance that? So, because you can get so wrapped up in it, then you don't have, you don't take that time to be in nature. But we don't spend any time on our computer.
No, that's a really good question, because balance is part of health, and balance is part of connection. So to answer your question, I think talking about getting up from whatever we're doing indoors, whether that's reading a book, working on a computer, watching TV, having a conversation, anything that we're involved with, can be too much of that particular activity.
And Larkmus or nor Cullen and I are saying that internet is a bad thing or that cell phones are a bad thing. We're saying that we're out of balance with them. As you just said, people can get caught up with watching something. We have a website. We use our website to help Larkmus information reach people all over the world. We do see that internet is helpful, and it does help share communication. But it's also addictive, because many people, once they sit down and they start finding something they like, they don't take it in and then stop. They continue wanting more and more and more, and so they wind up sitting there in front of the computer instead of going, oh, this was really wonderful, I appreciate this, and then getting up and go outside and integrating it into who they are.
So what we're talking about is balancing spending time in nature and doing all of the other things that we do in this modern society. We need to balance both of those together.
One of the things I'll just read quickly out of the book, Remembering Who We Are, from Larkmus, is, nature is your primary teacher on Earth. When you step out of balance with nature, you create a sense of being out of control in your own lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was in nature last week. I was up in a beautiful part of Washington State, and a week out in the wilderness. And I came home, it was a six-hour drive, and I came home, got home at 7 at night, and I was so energized. I was up to 1. Normally, I would just sort of crash, haven't slept well, you're out camping. And I had so much energy, I was up to 1 o'clock, I unpacked, and I felt great. And it was just so what I needed, and I know I need more of. And Seattle has a great, there's all sorts of parks. It's easy enough to get in nature without having to go away 6 hours to go out and be amongst the trees and pay attention to the birds and squirrels and whatever is there.
Well, what you're describing is the regeneration and the reestablishing the energetic connection with you and nature. So that feeling you had of being absolutely radiantly recharged is exactly what Larkmus is trying to get humanity to understand. You felt absolutely filled with energy, and it made you feel different. It made you feel like you were filled with life, and that's exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. And then, what I have to remember is to continue doing that. And so my plan is to, walk regularly in the parks around here, because we can again get so caught up in the day-to-day that we slip into the old patterns of not getting out in nature until we take a week vacation 6 months down the road.
Well, Cullen and I have instituted the commitment that no matter what we are doing or how tired we are or if we don't feel well, no matter what, we will take the responsibility to make the choice to walk for 1 hour every day in nature. And it's necessary, and sometimes we grumble and go, oh, I'm so tired. But the minute we start walking and we get out and do it, we know it's the right thing. So we cannot let our head trick us out of an opportunity.
And there's an interesting thing about nature. It's everywhere. It's in our backyard. It's in our front yard. We don't have to set aside time to go to a national park or a wilderness area once a year or even twice a year. We can actually absorb nature wherever we are. Just being around a single tree is enough to give us that regenerative sense or feeling.
Yeah, and I have the experience of, when you quiet yourself down and you go into an energy that, trees have energy too, be in silence and touch into the energy of the tree. And you can feel there's a distance, just like we have our auric field, the tree does too. And you can go up to it and see at what point you start to feel the tree's energy and approach it with reverence and even asking, can I touch you? We tend to just barge in as we always do in things that humans do and just, go up and hug the tree without even asking permission. And that's that
good
connection.
Point, Chris.
That is a wonderful cross-species understanding of actually asking, can I approach you? We do that with trees and flowers
and bears
and wild animals. We just spent a week in a special place that we try to go every year, where we interact with wild bears. And we have phenomenal experiences by getting quiet, being respectful, and allowing the animal, if they choose, to approach us. And that is what happens to us. The bears actually come to us physically.
So what you were saying about humans grabbing or just going up to hug a tree, that exemplifies what we're trying to talk about humans being out of control and thinking that they are not part of nature. Because when you're part of nature, you recognize that there's a give and take, that you ask before you grab. You don't just pick off a branch of something or hug the tree or whatever you're going to do. You actually communicate with it at an energetic level. The same with wild animals. And then when you learn to do that in nature, obviously your communication with the other humans is going to get better because you've learned a deeper level of exchange. So it's really important on all levels.
Yes, that's great. Okay, well, we're going to take another break now, and we'll come back and finish our show today with more with Dr. Pia Orlean and Cullen Baird-Smith.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Singing, hey, amen.
welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I've just been loving this conversation with Dr. Pia Orlean and Cullen Beard-Smith and Larkma. And so before we continue, I would love for you to give your website, if you have any events or services that you'd like to share with the audience.
Our website is www.larkma.com, and it's spelled L-A-A-R-K-M-A-A. And all ongoing events are listed there on the website. As far as services, we do personal sessions for people when they would like to get Larkma's perspective for their own shadow work or their own evolutionary healing. We do personal sessions, and we have two books available that are available on the website, written by Larkma for guidance for all of humanity. We also have a live international phone call that people can call in and have conversation with Larkma once a month. It's also posted on the website. Most of these services we do with a new paradigm called balanced exchange. So that doesn't mean they're free, but it doesn't mean we charge either. It means we're asking people to come back into balance, into harmony by saying, oh, I benefited from this. What can I give back? And we're trying to share that with the whole world to step out of the old paradigm that we're living in third dimension.
Yes.
And expand ourselves.
Mm-hmm. So I want to go back and explore nature a little bit more, because you did mention how you interacted with bears. Now, most of us humans are pretty scared of bears. You hear the stories of stay away from cubs, there's a mother nearby, and that mother's going to be aggressive and protect your baby. So tell us a little bit about the experience you had recently with communicating and interacting with bears.
Well, it goes back to what we were talking about humans grabbing trees or doing things without permission. Cullen and I always respectfully wait for permission to do any kind of interaction in nature. So when we are out with bears, we just position ourselves in their vicinity, and we sit quietly and wait, and we let them determine whether they wish to approach us or not. And because of our attitude and because we are not afraid of them, we see them as equal beings who have a right to have their own lives and their own choices. We just sit there and wait, and they see who we are. And the last experience we had, we were at the edge of a meadow and positioned on a log right at the edge of the meadow, and a mother with three cubs came up to us.
One of the cubs was completely disinterested. These are tiny. These were probably born not this year, but the year before. But they're still quite small. And one of the cubs was climbing a tree nearby, had no interest in us whatsoever. However, two of the cubs approached us, and Pia was sitting on the log, and I was standing behind her. And one of the cubs came up to her feet and sniffed her feet, actually touched her feet, and was satisfied that we were okay. It moved away. The other cub jumped up on the log that was going out into the meadow, and it walked 20 feet, 30 feet towards us, and it got right up to Pia, sniffed her, actually touched Pia's nose.
I had their nose to my nose. It was absolutely a magical moment. It was a wonderful exchange.
And then the next thing, that cub jumped down off of the log, and the mother of these three cubs jumped onto the log and sauntered toward us, and she did the same thing that the second cub did. She got all the way up to Pia, sniffed Pia's face, sniffed Pia's nose, and
communicated with me. I mean, I could almost hear her saying, oh, your family. It was wonderful.
And she stood there for, I would guess, a minute, possibly two, and Pia looked her in the eyes and then looked away in order not to seem aggressive, and they just sat or stood it was like a suspended animation. They were just there. And then the mother looked at Pia again and started to retreat. She backed up, jumped down, and then all three cubs and mother walked away.
But the secret to it is two things, I think. It's transparency, letting that animal know who you are. And that means if you're a frightened person and you're afraid that bear is going to harm you, that bear is going to know it, and it's going to respond to the fear energy. But I have no fear of bears. Cullen has no fear of bears. We just know that if we're respectful, like we need to be respectful of all beings, then there's no harm. There's nothing to be afraid of, and that's what humanity needs to get. We need to understand that we need to be respectful and allow people without judgment to be who they are and allow nature to approach us.
We do the same thing with dolphins. We swim with dolphins, and we notice that many humans grab. They want to touch the dolphin. They want to interact. And what we do is we just swim around them, and if they choose to come to us, they will. And often, as the bears do, they will come right up to us and touch us, and then we begin a playful interaction.
It all has to do, Chris, with remembering who we are and accepting it and not separating ourselves out. All of us can do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we're not, you know, we aren't... In the food chain for bears, they only attack if they're feeling threatened.
Well, it's Cullen's and my feeling that all animals only attack if they smell fear or if they're being threatened. We don't subscribe to the evolutionary theory that animals are either aggressors or dominant. We think that there was a peaceful kingdom that got disrupted, and that we have the opportunity to move back towards a peaceful kingdom if we start treating animals as brothers and sisters, wild or domestic.
Mm-hmm. And you told me at the break, too, that you had interaction with a mountain lion.
Yes, I've had many interactions with mountain lions. Mountain lions follow me around wherever I go. They're always interested in me, and that's a pretty invisible creature. They don't like to interact with humans, but when I'm around, they know I'm not afraid, and they show themselves. And when I'm by myself in the woods, they circle and protect me.
Mm, yeah, yeah. And it's, it's not normal. It's very hard to see a cougar or a mountain lion or,
right,
or and wolves, too. But the most you see, they're scat.
Yes.
Right. It's true. The more transparent we become, the more fearless we become, the more we can interact with all kingdoms, animal kingdoms, plant kingdoms, interstellar kingdoms. It's about cleaning up our shadows and getting rid of our fear and being transparent in love.
Well, it was amazing stories. And in our last minute, is there anything else that you want to impart to our audience of what, I mean, we've already heard the messages from LARCMA. It's really all, you know, coming from love, getting in touch with feelings rather than wrapped up in our emotions. But is there anything else that you want to have the audience be aware of?
I think the last thing that we could speak about very briefly is the fact that we always have choice, and that those choices really dramatically make a difference. If we choose responsibility in each choice, that can actually change the world. If we make choices responsibly, always towards the highest good for all, it will change how we live here on Earth together.
Mm-hmm. So true. Well, I appreciate you coming back on the show today and being willing to have LARCMA share their knowledge and their wisdom and a lot of good information for humanity. It's a lot of work to work through our shadows and focus more in our heart than, you know, we're so entrained in our minds. But I appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We always have fun and appreciate speaking with you.
Yes, great. Okay. Well, I'm Chris Danis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. And I just want to share an event that's happening in the Seattle area, Redmond. On July 11th, we're doing an event called Deepening Compassion and Understanding Between Women and Men. And it's open to men and women, singles and pairs. And you can read about it on our website, womenofwisdom.org. Just look for under our program tab, scroll down, and you'll see WOW/Mankind Project. It's a great day. It's going to be in a lovely park setting in Redmond. And so check that out and register for that event. We had one last year, and it was fabulous. So check out my show, too, on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. So thanks for having being with us on our show today on Voices of Women.